Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A big gang roundup today, announced by Governor Hochul and the Brooklyn DA, and the hall, close to two dozen bad you-know-whats, allegedly responsible for a turf war, which included some 33 crimes, including shootings, illegal guns, and even a murder. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa on the investigation, which authorities say this isn't the last of it. Oh, no.
Folk Nation, one of the largest and most violent gangs in Brooklyn. DA Eric Gonzalez revealing the result of this investigation.
There are 56 guns that were recovered. A minimum of 207 shots have been fired.
Nearly two dozen people shot, some innocent bystanders. Governor Kathy Hochul holding up a ghost gun.
This gun in particular was used at that horrific shooting at the party. Teenagers, 15 to 17-year-olds, six of them shot, three of them girls.
She says legislation on the books now requires software in 3D printers that prevents the manufacture of ghost guns. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And again, that investigation continues. There's a World Cup match getting underway next hour at MetLife Stadium, and you know what that means. Gridlock alert and disruptions for NJ Transit customers at Penn Station. Train service limited only to people with tickets to the match between Ecuador and Germany, but that's supposed to get lifted right about now. After the match, same deal. Only ticket holders can use trains from MetLife back to Penn Station. Also got a number of street closures, so stick with 1010 Winds for traffic on the ones with Gregory. By the way, not in our area, but the next game for the U.S. is tonight at 10 p.m. against Turkey in L.A. We're going to win. Charges today against a Queens man accused of stealing the home of a 92-year-old woman suffering from dementia. In a brazen case of deed theft, Attorney General Tish James says Mark Salke had the nerve to forge documents to transfer ownership of Althea Garrick's home in East Flatbush to himself while she was receiving dementia care. He allegedly then allowed folks to move in and charge them rent. This dude. And that's not all. He's also accused of stealing a ton of money from the woman and her ex-husband and caretaker, Reginald Kelly.
In addition to stealing the home, Mr. Salke used forged checks to steal approximately $148,000 from Ms. Garrett and approximately $20,000 from Mr. Kelly's pension.
The attorney general says the couple had lived in the house for 50 years, only for this buster to come in and take it away. Salke is facing 23 charges now for the alleged deed theft, as well as the financial fraud scheme. Staten Island residents calling on the city now to expand ferry service to other parts of the borough.
Going from the South Shore to Staten Island to Midtown can at times take more than 2 hours.
From here, Dungan Hills, sometimes coming home at night, two and a half hours.
Which is why Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella is calling for the city to expand ferry service to Mid-Island and the South Shore.
The high-speed ferry service in other parts of the city are gaining in popularity. The waterway here, I don't think, is being optimized. And the South Shore commuter would benefit the most.
And Staten Islanders here.
Bus after bus after bus just to commute to the city. Once again, of course, we're the forgotten borough.
It would mean a world of difference.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Staten Island Boardwalk.
1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for comment. A 73-year-old stabbed on a bus in Manhattan. Sources telling 1010 Winds the reason? Trying to protect a pregnant lady who was being harassed. This happened back on June 5th on an M104 bus near Broadway and West 92nd Street. Sources say two suspects were bothering the lady about her carriage blocking the path on the bus. The older guy got in between and told them, scram, leave her alone. That's when police say he was punched and stabbed in the shoulder. He is expected to be okay. There have been no arrests thus far. About a year after a deadly Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem, the city health department confirming that the bacteria was found in the water supply of an East Village housing complex. A spokesperson telling us they began the water testing at the Haven Plaza buildings after two residents were diagnosed with Legionnaires within a 12-month period. It's unclear how long it'll take for the issue to be fixed. Last summer, more than 100 Harlem residents were sickened in a Legionnaires outbreak, and 7 people ultimately died. The illness is typically linked to the growth of the bacteria in water cooling towers. Is a rent freeze actually on the horizon? Well, we're going to find out tonight at the final meeting of the Rent Guidelines Board as it votes on rent increases for the city's 1 million rent-stabilized apartments. Last month, the board decided on ranges for rent increases from 0 to 2% for one-year leases and 0 to 4% for two-year leases. But groups representing landlords say they need the rent increases to make enough money, you know, to pay for this stuff. Necessary repairs and refrigerators don't fix themselves, they say. Tenant groups are planning to rally outside tonight's vote. It's set for 7 o'clock tonight. The board will be missing a member, though. Did you hear about this? This morning, hours before the big vote, landlord member Christina Smith resigned. In her letter, and we quote, she suggested that the body's decision tonight was already decided on the campaign trail. Mayor Mamdani called for a rent freeze when he was running, and Smith says the mayor is pretty much making sure that he delivers that rent freeze regardless of what the board members really want. We shall see. A city EMT attacked today in the Bronx. Police say the 37-year-old FDNY EMS member had a rock hurled at his ambulance near the corner of Morris Avenue and McClellan in the concourse section of the Bronx. Cops say the rock hit the passenger side window. When the worker got out to confront the guy, says the rock hurler allegedly jumped on him, punching him repeatedly in the head and body. The EMT was treated for minor injuries. The attacker was arrested. Charges are pending tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.